Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville, Eric Bickle, and Jason Bishop. 800-636-1067 is the number on an open line Thursday. I just put up the Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Van Meter Homes. Cakes mentioned a lifetime contract for Ovechkin, regardless of how he plays, regardless of cap space. Give him a lifetime deal so he can retire as a Capital. So we put that up as the poll of the day. Would you give him a lifetime contract? And, of course, overwhelmingly, early on, it is, let's see, 91% so far,
it
yes.
It should be 100% to 0%.
Didn't they essentially call his last deal a lifetime deal?
The 30-year deal?
Yeah.
It seemed like it at the time.
That's what they called it. I think they called it a lifetime deal.
I think they did. He should get as much as he wants. He cannot play for anyone else. It would be the biggest travesty in my
one of the biggest travesties in Washington
of my fandom.
It would basically be a crime against humanity and God. If Ovi left the Washington
I don't
Capitals.
Think it's likely.
Not to,
I don't think
he's
it's
not
likely.
Allowed to leave.
But we just saw Tom Brady leave New England. We've seen in the NFL Joe Montana leave San Francisco. I mean, it happens in sports. It does.
Yeah, but Ovi can't. Here's the thing.
Michael Jordan played for the Wizards, TV.
That was after he retired.
We all know that was stupid. That was stupid and a waste of time.
He wanted to get into ownership.
That didn't even happen.
It didn't happen.
Those are different circumstances.
If Ovi leaves, Ted has to sell the team. And he brought a championship here. Doesn't matter. He has to sell the team if Ovi leaves. He is no longer worthy of being the owner of the franchise.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You said it was bone-chilling.
Yes.
Reading that article, I thought, look, it's very unlikely, and it's a great sign that the two sides have talked and they've kind of tabled the discussions. It seems like they're on board together. But what that NHL insider brings up is they don't have much room salary cap-wise, and that he may not be playing like a $10 million player anymore once he's 36, 37, and 38.
Well, then you adjust the offer accordingly.
Okay, so but maybe he might want to cash in because this might be his last big contract, right?
He's got plenty of money.
He's got money, but
I don't think he wants to kill the franchise. And by the way, he knows that the other franchises, they suffered due to COVID just like Washington did. It's not like there's going to be a ton of money out there from somebody else.
Well, Cakes wants to make him a top three paid player in the NHL.
Hey, I don't know if I do that.
That's the reward for being the best player that will ever play for your franchise.
Because
he's
been underpaid.
Gift.
Even though he got a big deal, 13 years or whatever, he's been underpaid.
And I'm not saying to do it for 5 or 6 years. Make it a three-year deal. Pay him near the top of the market. Not the top, but give him a nice... You know,
three-year
salary,
3 year, $36 million is chump change reliever money. Give him that. That's closer. That's chump money.
I don't know hockey salaries. What are the top five salaries?
Well, McDavid makes $12.5 million, and Panarin I think makes $11.5 million, something like that.
All right.
Nobody even knows who those guys are.
Well, hockey people do.
Austin Matthews makes a lot of cash for the Maple Leafs.
Yeah. Well,
so wait, so you guys are okay with just having a poop team for 4 years?
No,
because you
I don't know if I'd give him.
I think McClellan's good enough to surround him with the talent he needs to. But you're not going to pay Ovi $5 million a year at this point.
What about seven?
You're just not.
What about seven?
No, that's
3 years, $21 million.
No, Ovi's not taking a step backwards.
But maybe he knows the system.
3 years, 30.
He knows 3 years, 30 minimum. He knows the business. Maybe he's not going to demand 12 or 13 a year.
Well, then he would have already agreed.
Yeah, but all they said was they're going to talk after the season.
It's all speculation. All I'm saying is I think you guys are probably right. He'll probably re-sign with Washington.
Right.
But, and I don't think you can eliminate this possibility, he might be thinking, look, I understand how old I am. This is my last time to sign a big contract.
Yeah, but he's
already
got –
I'm going to go out and get the most money, and I'm going to see what I'm worth on the free agent market.
Backstrom got extended. He's going to retire as a Capital. Ovi is going to get extended. They're both going to retire as Washington.
I would bet
Capitals.
My life on it. I bet my life on
they just
it.
Just are.
Do you really
they just
see
are.
Him, do you really
if you
see
had to
him
pick
going,
one side? I'm
do
betting
really
my
see
life
him
on
going
it.
To play for Tampa or for
no.
Ottawa or for LA.
They'd have know, to sell
God forbid,
the franchise.
Pittsburgh.
They'd have to move the franchise.
I mean, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, he
wants
can't
to stay. He loves
not
DC.
Not resign him.
He loves it here.
It would be the biggest travesty of my lifetime if Ovi didn't resign here. I can't even fathom it.
I like how Bickles put it all on him. He's like, yeah, this is going to affect me more than anything else in life if they don't keep him.
In sports, it would be the biggest insult.
Well, I know this. I'm looking at a this is Puckpedia.com.
Yes.
They're in a terrible cap space position.
So right, well, whack somebody.
You just figure
everybody
it out.
Else pales in comparison to him.
They might have to it whack several people.
Fine.
Well, they are one of the older teams, aren't they?
Yes.
Aren't they one
are.
Of the older teams in the
they're
league?
Getting up there in years.
Yeah, so I'm sure they're going to try and get younger. I don't know what they have got in the pipeline, but I can't imagine they won't figure it out to keep Ovi.
JP's not wrong, though, and I know everyone wants to get all over him, but he's being a realist here that it happens. In every sport, there are legends that you would
can't
never think
with
would leave their team, and they did.
Yeah, it does happen.
Tom Brady okay, loved.
Tom, yes, you're just
like
focusing on
Ovi.
Tom Brady because he wanted to leave.
And but you know what else happens? Sometimes guys stay with their teams for their entire career.
Sure.
So it
but
happens
it's hard
on both
when
ends.
They want top money.
Well, we don't know if he does.
He just wants to be respected.
If he wants to stay here, he's not going to try and cripple the franchise.
I don't think he's
going
to try to bankrupt Ted.
Million.
I mean, yeah, I don't think he's going to come in asking for $15 million a season. I don't think he's coming in to reset the market. Maybe I'm wrong. I think he's going to walk in and ask for a respectable deal, but not an insulting deal. Like, he's not going to walk in and accept $5 or $6 million at this point in his career. No chance. It's impossible. He's going to play for that sort
All right,
of money.
So somewhere in between.
Yeah, give him 10 or 11 million.
I just
play
love
three
how
or four
you
more
guys
years.
Are all so confident
Done.
That you know what's going on inside his head.
Oh, I know.
You guys know him.
Yeah, we
I
do.
Know.
We
I
do.
Know him.
I know.
He's going to ask
for
a respectable
for another team.
Look, you could be right. But you also could be wrong, and it does happen in other
wrong.
Sports. Guys bounce. It happens in the NHL. Dude, Wayne Gretzky played for several teams, did he not? The greatest
did,
of all
yeah.
time. He did not
he
just
did.
Play
there's
for one team. There's
no chance that Alex Ovechkin ends his career with a Minnesota Wild sweater on.
Yeah.
It will not happen.
That may be correct, but could he
Impossible.
End his career wearing a New York Rangers sweater?
I don't
no.
see it.
No.
Probably not.
They'd have to sell the franchise. They'd have to move it.
Didn't Ray Bourque play for Boston for like 50 years, and then his final year he was on the Avalanche?
Yes.
Probably regrets it, too.
Ovi greater than Ray Bourque. Get out of here with Ray Bourque.
All right, let's go to the phones.
I guarantee you, Drabby just Googled that because he doesn't know anything about Ray Bourque.
He's a great player.
Cup with them, you donk.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Ben's in Silver Spring. Ben, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Doing this morning? I'm kind of wondering. You know, there's a couple of reasons why players leave. One is you got cap space problems, and you just can't come to a meeting of the minds, and they go. Or it could be things like they think they're still fantastic, and they want to keep playing somewhere else. But you know, here's something to consider. I wonder there's so few iconic players. I wonder if the league should have maybe some sort of exception to the salary cap rule. So let's say you've got a player who's been on a team 10, 12, 15 years. And you want to keep them, so it's good for the sport, too. Imagine, like a Darryl Green or an Ovi. Or let's say they're one of the reasons Tom Brady, though I'm sure he was having issues with the coach, but suppose it was a salary cap issue. It's a damn shame for an iconic player to leave because of the salary cap. What do you think about that?
I don't hate it. I don't hate that exception. Now, unfortunately, they don't have that.
And isn't that what they kind of do in, like, the MLS would have exceptions when they'd bring in, you know, yeah, Wayne Rooney
they just
or
make
whatever?
It up, the MLS would just make it up as they went
Wayne
along.
Wayne Rooney. Right. JP wanted to book me all the time. Would never show up.
Never got Rooney on the show.
Look, you're right. You're right. It does happen. It's happened with other – we just, you know, we've
of
given
Of course
examples.
It's happened.
But I would say – I would put my money that he would stay here for at least three more years, close out his career. He'll be 39, close to 40, and then he'll call
I don't think he's going to close out his career until he's like 43. I think he's playing for a while. I think he's going to chase that record.
Well, maybe, but they're not going to give him a six-year deal. So
no.
No, no, but he'll sign one-year deals after this one.
What about
and
sorry. What about they were sleeping on the KHL?
Oh, okay, I mean, sure, that, but that I think that's a
that
post-NHL
count.
Option. Like,
that's
once
like
he's
retiring.
Done here, once he gets his three- or four-year extension with the Washington Capitals, when he's close to 40, that's when he goes to the KHL and gets paid, like, 100 million rubles per season.
Yeah, I don't know how much to the KHL, that's fine.
I think you guys sleep on that a little
That's
bit.
Like retiring, as far as I'm concerned.
You he'll go care. Play there till he's 50.
No. I don't care.
And he'll take
but
money
But he can't
from...
play for another team here in North America.
He can't play for Edmonton.
All right, well, Jason, you're willing to give him a three-year deal. You've had your parameters. Would you give him a lifetime contract, which Cakes is going to give him?
That is the lifetime contract, JP.
Three more years is not a lifetime contract, because I agree with EB. If he wants to, he can sit in his office the rest of his, you know, for a decade, you know, at least
he
can score goals
from
on power
there for
plays.
Another 5 years.
Look, they know the maximum they can afford on him. Right, and what they're willing to spend on him. So whatever that number is, you spread that out over. If you want to call it 5 years, 6 years, okay, well, you just spread it out. But I'm not giving him 6 years at $11 million. I'm not giving him $66 million. No chance.
I might give him 4 years and 44, though.
I don't know. That's a lot.
It is.
We don't,
a lot.
We don't know.
I would
revenue.
Be the worst contract negotiator
for
Ovi. I would give
awful.
Him so much money.
You would run the franchise right into the ground.
Lately.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I would run
the
revenue's
been terrible.
I would run the Washington Capitals straight into the ground. Because right. I'm giving Ovi basically a blank check.
Well, I'm looking at what they have on the books. So they're locked in. So Backe is locked in $9.2 million through 2024. Kuzi is making $7.8 million.
That's the guy with a target on him. If his play doesn't improve, I'm going to ship him out, and I'm going to save a bunch of cash.
He can go bye-bye.
It's just so funny.
Oshie's making almost $6 million.
He's going to be playing with the Seattle Kraken soon enough. Don't worry about him.
Tom making $5
million. Love him.
John Carlson's making $8
million. That's a lot.
Dmitry Orlov's making $5.1
million. Orlov, I would cut him so quick.
Those guys are all locked in. You can't take them off the books. They're locked in for next year and beyond.
Okay, but you can trade them. We can trade them.
Okay, you're going to have to start trading some of those guys.
And I'm also just praying that the salary cap goes up by a lot.
You want to tell Cakes?
No, but it's not. It's not Cakes. I've read a story that it's not going up.
Might go down.
I'm praying that it goes up.
It's probably going to go down.
I'm grasping.
You want to tell Cakes, send him a Photoshop of Ovi in a Dallas Stars uni.
Oh!
Yeah.
Right. No, please don't do that. You'll ruin my day.
I honestly, it can't happen. It's not
going
to happen.
Cakes,
it's
if the
impossible.
NFL cap's going down, you know the NHL cap's going down.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Oh, yeah.
There's nobody
That's
in the stands.
The
I'm Bickle.
All right, do we have any, are these
they'll,
guys still on hold?
They'll be there eventually. They'll be coming back. I don't know when, but they'll
Okay,
they'll
but it's still going to affect the cap for next year.
I understand.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
And we are live on NBC Sports Washington. You know, I mentioned the previous segment. We didn't get to it because we were talking about Ovi. Excuse me. That somebody said that there was going to be a massacre in the NFL. And Diana Rossini reported that she talked to a coach in the NFL. And they were saying because of the cap, a lot of guys are going to get cut. And you've seen that in recent days, right? 2 days ago, you saw both of the Kyles. Kyle Rudolph, tight end for the Vikings for a decade, was let go. And then Kyle Van Noy, linebacker for the Dolphins, said he was taken aback that he was let go. Yesterday, you had two more guys, you know, that were whacked that you know of. Jared Cook, tight end for the Saints. And Golden Tate, who was a receiver with the Giants last season.
Yeah.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, I mean, the cap is going to go down $20 million. This is why our boy D. Smith told agents to collude on the best offers for their players. Because a lot of the mid-range, you know, the mid, I don't know if they're called mid-level vets, but a lot of those guys, such as Cook and Tate and Van Noy, they're not going to, either they're going to get cut or they're not going to get the deals that they usually would get because the cap is going to drop by $20 million. So you're right. There's going to be some bigger names that get cut from these teams.
Would you kick the tires on Kyle Rudolph or Jared Cook as your tight end two?
I would. Cook had like 10 touchdowns last year.
I don't think so. I feel like they're a little older. I mean, certainly Rudolph is what? How old is he?
31, I believe.
Yeah.
Cook's got to be older than that, right?
You can play tight end for a while, but I don't know. I'd rather just go with a young guy there, to be honest with you. We already have a tight end one. So I don't know.
Well, who knows? They may look in the draft for one too.
Jared Cook's 33. Last year he had 7 touchdown catches, 37 catches, 504 yards.
You can probably get those guys cheap touchdowns. If you want to add some, you know, a vet to go along with Thomas.
I wouldn't hate it.
They won't cost a lot of money.
I mean, if you get him cheap, fine.
Cook is a great red zone guy. I mean, that was Breeze's guy for most of the year.
I thought it was interesting on social media. John Clayton predicted here, or someone reported that John Clayton predicted that the Steelers could cut Joe Hayden and Vince Williams. Mm-hmm. And then Joe Hayden retweeted it, and he goes, "I predict they don't." That's a great retweet. I love that.
But you just never know. I mean, each team is faced with different financial issues, and obviously, like the Saints, they're over the cap. They're one of the five teams that are going to struggle with the cap, so they're going to have to make moves like that.
Right.
You know,
this guy says getting back to Ovi, I'd watch a sex tape of my parents before I'd watch Ovi play an NHL game in a non-NHL, in a non-Caps uni.
I like
that's a great zing.
It's pretty good. Pretty funny.
It's a great proposition. Oh my god. Yeah, no, I agree with it. I think there's going to be a massacre. I know that they tried to kind of paint D. Smith in a bad light when he was talking to the agents, but my best understanding is that D's not stupid. You're allowed to do that from the player's perspective. Agents are allowed to collude. So I know that the way it was reported, they were trying to trash him. But that's only smart.
Yeah, well, especially for this year.
Would you be sized for Golden Tate, EB?
At an extreme discount, maybe.
Golden Tate's another one. He's just going to sign one-year deals until he's 50. I mean,
No.
He's a better slot receiver than anything the Washington football team currently has.
I suppose. You don't think Kelvin Harmon could do what Golden Tate does at this point?
I'm not buying into all this Kelvin Harmon hype. I know that you know a lot of people are looking forward to him coming back after his injury.
What did Tate do last year?
Last year only had 35 catches. Now I think he
Kelvin
started
Harmon could do
four
that.
Games. He only played in 12.
All right.
The year before that, he had
49
catches.
Dare I say Cam
catches.
Sims could do that.
He hasn't had a big season since he was with Detroit in 2017, where he had 92 catches.
Well, he's a 10 or 11-year vet, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been around 100 years. He's a possession guy in my mind, and this is what it is.
Someone will sign him.
A million guys can do that, but we need more explosive
that. Wouldn't
than
that. Be my wide receiver one in free agency, that's
for
sure.
No, of course. If Golden Tate is the big fish you're reeling in,
you're in trouble.
I agree.
No, but it's guys that you can probably get on discount. So if there indeed is a massacre, and we saw Kyle
Whatever
Rudolph and
means.
Kyle Van Noy cut, and then you see Jared Cook and,
means a
and,
bunch of big
and other guys
donks.
Being cut, maybe you can get some guys on discount.
Yeah, but I'm going to wait because if these guys are getting cut this week, it's only going to accelerate. There are only going to be more big names.
I mean,
out
you
there.
Guys are discount guys. You guys love going to TJ Maxx.
I do. I do
and
love doing
places.
That. I do love trying to find a bargain. And these guys are all going to be bargains coming off the deals they're presently playing.
And by
on.
The way, it's not a massacre. I wouldn't agree with that term because these guys are going to get signed. Now, maybe they're not going to make what they did in 2020, but they're going to get signed by somebody.
Look, it's how you interpret massacre. You're
not
right.
Be out of work.
I think the massacre might mean that they just mean that there's going to be a lot of guys. Look, Washington did it, right? Thomas Davis, now he's going to retire, but they already whacked Thomas Davis,
well,
the linebacker.
I mean, he wasn't really in the plans.
37, three ACL surgeries.
You knew that
I understand
was
that, but I'm just saying that teams are doing that. That's what we're going to see. All these dominoes here in the next few days leading up till March 15th.
His story is incredible, though. Underappreciated. Mm-hmm. Three ACL surgeries on the same knee. And he made three Pro Bowls after the third surgery.
Yeah, that's incredible.
That's incredible. Props to him. Great career. How much did he clock in his entire career, Cakes?
Thomas Davis, I have not
if you
looked,
hang around until you're 37?
How many years did he play?
Well, I think he's 37.
All right, I don't know.
So he played 15 years, maybe?
I'm going to say Thomas Davis, career earnings...
25 million?
Spot track. I'm going to go north. I'm going to say $32.5 million.
I would think that's probably right.
Maybe that's light.
He played that long. What do you have, Cakes?
I'd have to look it up.
I'm looking it up.
I'm just throwing spaghetti against the wall and hope it sticks.
Okay, all right.
Career earnings. I'm clicking on it. Hold up.
Three ACL surgeries to come back from that and make three Pro Bowls and be as productive as he was. That's pretty insane.
I mean, I can tell you this.
Great career.
He had a bunch of signing bonuses.
So he did well then. If you got a bunch of signing bonuses.
16 seasons, I'm looking at, it looks like $73 million.
Oh, my God.
Wow, I really undersold him.
What a career.
I love getting in players' pockets. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Just makes us more
jealous. Just look at the signing bonuses.
Yes.
he signed actually a $1.75 million signing bonus from Washington.
Right.
But if you go back in his career.
You know what that is? That's the lifetime cherry on top.
In 2011, he got a $7 million signing bonus. 2014, he got a $5 million signing bonus. In 2015, he got a $9 million signing bonus.
Perfect.
I mean, just mentioned the salary.
Carolina alone gave him about $60 million. Actually, more than that, about $65
million. Yeah.
So he made $65 million just for playing with the Panthers.
But in terms of like signing like maybe some big-name guys that you can get on a discount that are like, you know, maybe later in their careers, I'd reserve that and then get – I would reserve for like offensive line depth. I don't really want to get like a skill guy like that because if a skill guy could really help them, I doubt that they'd whack them.
I feel like they're damaged goods.
Yeah,
I look at Golden Tate like, he's been in the league for a decade.
He's been around 100.
How much
it's
more
like
does he have
Henry
left?
Ellard.
I got to give you the latest. I got to give you the latest mock draft.
I'd take
draft.
A big fat lineman.
Yeah. Sure. Drab,
the latest
from
mock
Seattle.
Draft is Chris Trapasso from CBS Sports. Here's his latest mock draft. He's got Deshaun Watson going to the Panthers for three first-round picks.
Okay.
Starting in 2021. He's
Matt
got
Rule would be so horny if that happened.
He's got the Broncos moving up, trading up to number 3 with the Dolphins. And then he's got the Patriots and Titans swapping their picks. But here's his top. I'll give you top five. Of course, he's got Lawrence. Then he's got Zach Wilson. Then he's got Justin Fields going to the Broncos. So the Broncos trade up to three to get Fields.
So he doesn't slide to Washington or to Pittsburgh like Casterly had.
He's got Trey Lance going to Houston at eight.
Oh, good
and
luck to
he's
them.
He's got he's got Washington selecting Elijah Vera Tucker, who's an offensive lineman for USC.
Ooh. Boring.
Sure, I'm sure
first round lineman. Boring.
That would put me to sleep.
What a snoozer! Taking a lineman.
But
in
I
the
just
first
think it's
round?
Funny because remember, I don't know if it was last week we were talking about how Justin Fields was sliding in all the mocks. Well, he's not sliding in all the mocks.
Well, it just depends on who's talking because. You know, a lot of people were talking about Chris Sims's quarterback rankings. And first of all, he had Zach Wilson ahead of Trevor Lawrence. Mm-hmm. So he's got Zach Wilson 1, Trevor Lawrence 2. But he made some waves because his third-ranked quarterback, Chris Sims, who played in the league, Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, he had Kellen Mond, who EB gave a 60 yesterday in his grade.
60.8.
So, that left Fields 5, Trey Lance 6, according to Chris Sims.
Trey Lance wouldn't be in my top 30. they're just basing that.
Well, this
off
guy's got Mac Jones going 28 to the Saints. So you're right. Depends on who you're reading, who you're talking to.
If
they're
the
all
Broncos
have different rankings, especially for quarterbacks.
I've asked you this before, but if the Broncos decide they're just moving on from Drew Locke, I think I would kick the tires on him.
You seem like you want to kick the tires on everybody else's trash. Kick the tires on Sam Darnold.
I think they're giving up on guys too soon.
Do you like it when quarterbacks really try to force the ball into very tight windows and throw?
I think they do that early in their careers. I think guys do that earlier in their careers when they're learning.
Well, that's just how desperate you are as a fan and Washington is as a team to get a quarterback.
By the way, John Elway's track record with quarterbacks outside of a broken down Peyton Manning. Woof.
By the way, he was broken down at the end, Cakes. You always call him broken down. What about the first couple years when he's throwing 50 touchdowns?
He's pretty good then.
Win an MVP.
The end, he was broken down. I'm just talking about outside of Peyton Manning. Elway's track record with quarterbacks has been horrific.
Yeah, well,
terrible.
Maybe that's why they're going to train up.
Did he step down as GM?
John Elway?
Yeah, I think he's like, he's not the number one guy now. I think he's like running around doing stuff.
So he ceded some of his
responsibilities. I think he realized that he was doing a trifling job.
Maybe he's just like, man, I'm bad at picking quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I'm pretty bad at this.
I think he has like a senior position with the team, but he's not the main guy.
He's not
going to
be the personnel guy.
Eric.
Yeah.
I'm a little confused because you always bring up this Drew Locke thing. You want to kick the tires.
I'm intrigued by him.
You want to kick the tires on Drew Locke, but you said that you wouldn't take Trey Lance in the first 4 rounds.
Yeah, because I did my commercial breakdown, and he was horrific.
He's not going to get off that stance. He's not going to get off that stance on Lance.
So what if he comes in and rushes for 90 yards a game and can actually throw the ball half decently?
He played against guys, literally, no disrespect. They all look like cakes, and he could be on the beach and he couldn't hit the ocean. So, he runs like the wind when cakes is chasing him.
I'm hoping Trey Lance takes the league by storm.
He'll probably be a Hall of Famer.
Praying that happens.
He'll probably be a Hall of Famer.
We're going to be the biggest Trey Lance fans.
Oh, yeah.
I know. But, I mean, you watch the game I watch. Watch the one game he played this year where literally, the guys on the sidelines couldn't catch a ball.
I'm going to send EB a Trey Lance jersey as soon as he's drafted.
I don't remember, but they all look like cakes running around.
You mean they're super athletic?
They're
light
like
5'8". Light on their feet.
5'8". 5'8" guys like waddling, palms up.
You find me that silly Drew Locke game.
There aren't many. Trust me. He had a good game against Atlanta that's kind of sticking out in my brain from the past 2 years. Hard to find good games from Drew Locke.
Well, also, getting Drew Locke, I assume you're basically going to get him for almost nothing. Trey Lance, you're talking about giving up your first-round draft capital. I just wouldn't do that.
Though I will say that I was kind of suckered in. I was a little bit bullish on him because he had a 2 or 3-game stretch at the end of, I think, 2 seasons ago where I thought he was on the uptick. Turns out I was wrong.
I agree. Who, Drew Locke? Drew Locke?
Drew Locke, yeah.
I think in his first year he went 4-1, I think.
I don't know. Look, I haven't seen a ton of them. I say I'm interested.
I think it's a little. I mean, look, I don't know anything about Trey Lance. I watched them last year, 2 years ago, when they played JMU in the championship. But that year, I think it's unfair to just critique him based on Central Arkansas, because that's the game you saw.
Exactly, that's the bit.
But the year before they went undefeated, and he threw 30 touchdowns and didn't throw one pick, and he won an national
championship. Right, but when the DB looked like a Valdez, then, you know.
But even in that Central Arkansas game, didn't he run for two touchdowns and like almost 150 yards?
He is an unbelievable runner.
If you're the quarterback in that game, he didn't have his best passing game, but he led them. Did they win the game?
I have no idea.
Yes. I'm just saying, as a quarterback, your job is to win games. I know some people don't want to look at win, you know, the win loss record, but they won the game and he ran for almost 150 yards and a couple of touchdowns.
That's what he does.
How could you not beat him? It looked like he was playing against your boy and all his buddies on the flag football team.
I know, but that's one game. I think you got to go back and look at the year before
all
when
his
he played
competition,
a full season.
I'm assuming all his competition looked like the JP's flag football team.
Oh, come on. You think JMU's not good at that level?
All right.
By the way,
you're disrespecting some pretty good players.
If you like Drew Lock, you like guys who basically throw as many touchdowns as they do picks, because that's what he did in 2020. 16 touchdowns.
He did.
15 pickles.
Right. I know. I see it. They're not great numbers. But how many years was he the guy at Mizzou?
I want to say probably two or three, right?
I feel like several years. I get sights for guys with a lot of experience.
I'm going to say three.
Hey, for a guy that can't throw the ball into the ocean, it's pretty amazing that he had 25 touchdowns and zero interceptions in 2019.
Okay. He's going to point to the competition, Rick. You know where he's going with that.
It looked like Dar was defending him. I mean,
I like how you're spreading around.
I'm actually surprised you know who Dar is.
All right, coming up a little bit later in the show at 8:20, we've got Chris Knocke. He'll join us. We'll talk about the Maryland Terrapins. They lose to Northwestern last night, but we'll talk some college hoops with the ex-coach coming up at 8:20. And at 9 o'clock, Alan May on the Capitals.
Hey, Ricks, think you have what it takes to make a Paisano's pizza from scratch? Well, the dough ball's in your court. This week only, order an extra-large Paisano's cheese pizza and a make-at-home pizza kit for just $20 with promo code CHALLENGE. Then post your creation, good, bad, or ugly, with the hashtag YourZanos. That's an extra-large Paisano's cheese pizza and make-at-home pizza kit for just $20. Order now at PaisanosPizza.com with the promo code CHALLENGE. Contactless delivery available. Paisano's, not just pizza, but something for everyone delivered.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan on an open line Thursday. You want to chime in? Presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
Yeah, come on, guys. Give us a call. It's open line Thursday. We'll talk about whatever you want.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to call us on the AAA Always On Call listener line. Now, EB, we had your mom on the show yesterday, and she was coming over to your house.
Yeah.
And you guys were going to celebrate your birthday belatedly.
Yes. We had a nice time. Well, it was just a birthday. We wanted to exchange gifts and, you know, look, we're trying to get back into some sense of normalcy. And mom had, you know, a lot of these people, older people, are getting all their vaccines, and she's had her vaccines. Been 2 weeks now since she's had her last. So we're trying to get into some normalcy. So she came over, and my brother came over with a couple of his kids, and we exchanged Christmas gifts. And she made me a lemon meringue pie that I put on Twitter that was spectacular.
That pie, by the way, was a showstopper.
Right?
Really?
That thing looks so good.
Lemon meringue is so good. So good.
I've commented that of late my mom will make something and I feel like she leaves out one ingredient now every once in a while. And it's just like a little. That one she nailed.
I'd be worried she put something weird in it, like beets or something. But
No. Yeah.
I mean, the toast, like the toasted top. I mean, it looks so good.
I have to say, maybe I take it for granted, but I wasn't stunned because she's made those pies through the years, but I threw that on Twitter yesterday because, you know, every once in a while you get something on a plate and you go, that looks spectacular. That one looks spectacular.
It looked restaurant quality.
Did you do the bit where you told your mom, this pie is really good, but it's not quite as good as that cake you get every year from Les Delices?
Trace Delices.
No. No. I mean, it's right up there.
You didn't pie shame her?
No, I mean, she got props. I said, Mom, I'm taking a picture of this.
Yeah.
And I took about 10 pictures. In fact, I had my daughter help me because I don't take good food pictures. I haven't quite mastered
it. It was making me drool.
It was. I still have half the pie. Maybe I'll have some during the show.
Is that her number one in terms of pies?
She used to make a rhubarb pie when I was growing up. I'm not big on rhubarb.
Yeah. Nobody is. Nobody is. Bulletin. I don't really know what it is. I don't know what a meringue is either, other than it tastes really good when it's mixed with lemon. I'm not sure what meringue is,
but it's
delicious.
I've had a lot of rhubarb pie.
Is it like a cherry rhubarb or something?
Isn't rhubarb just a vegetable?
Yeah, it's bitter.
Yeah, it gives it a bitterness.
You need a lot of sugar on it.
Why would you stuff that into a pie when there's so many other better options?
Don't know. But that's what she would make. I'm sure it's a country thing. I bet you rhubarb pie is a country thing.
Drab was pie shaming everyone today.
Oh, he was.
He was?
Yeah, he's saying how pie's for losers and cakes. cake is the number
did
one.
You not, did you disrespect
cakes
my mom's
is the number
pie?
One.
Well, I'll say I it did look nicely toasted. But I didn't spend 1 second thinking about it just because I'm not a huge pie guy. But Valdez came in here today.
Was he raving about?
And then he said that you're the winner of the Sophisticated Palate Award.
Thank
because lemon meringue pie is an acquired taste or something like that.
Yeah.
Acquired?
I didn't have to acquire it.
I was born with it. I think lemon meringue pie is an acquired taste. And EB, especially with his chocolate raspberry cake, meringue pie. Now he grew up on rhubarb pie.
Yeah, there's no doubt I have the most sophisticated palate.
I think he has
here.
The
no
sophisticated
doubt.
Palate award.
I eat grilled cheeses all the time.
I like those too. I have
so
a wide range. I have a wide range. I've always maintained that. JP's a dumpster. He's a dumpster diver. He'd eat anything. Cakes, slightly sophisticated, but I mean
he can't even have rice.
He doesn't even like cheese.
Yeah, he'll choke to death.
Why are you more sophisticated if you don't try as much? So I'll try anything, and I get deducted for that?
Yes, because you go, it's fine. You don't really have a refined palate.
You're like a dumpster diver. We'll go out to a nice restaurant, and you get a grilled cheese.
That's not true. Not from a nice restaurant.
He doesn't do I've that.
See, you consider a nice restaurant, you know, like Fridays.
No.
If I go to Fridays, I might get a grilled cheese.
God, I've been to Fridays.
Do you know
forever.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking about your desserts, and like those are sophisticated desserts. I feel
of course,
like.
Of course, my dessert. Listen,
my God,
I by far have the most sophisticated
over
palate.
A lemon meringue pie. It makes
well,
it
no,
most
it's just
palate.
Well, just a homemade. One that's presented like that, Eric grew up on those probably. I have respect for Eric now.
Thank you.
Was he getting reviewed food finally for the Washingtonian? He's a food critic now?
I mean, if those are the type of pies that Eric was eating as a kid, I mean, that's absurd.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but we also had a lot of casseroles, and we had, you know, we had a lot of, like, kind of, like, white trash staples.
She did more lemon bars
than the lemon
meringue pie. They would go to
Roy Rogers and split a burger between six people.
Right, because we were a busto.
Times were tough.
We were a busto. Look, there's no question I have the most refined palate. I mean, I know that for a fact.
Well, you can have that crown. That's fine.
Yeah, thank you.
Doesn't bother me.
But it bothers JP. She came over, and I have to say, so we got her an iPad. Now, I didn't get her a $1,000 iPad. I got her like a one from a couple years ago, like a 2018 model, whatever it is. Just so she can – I don't know. I don't know why. I think at some point you got to figure out what are you going to get your mom, and we just felt like that would be something maybe she could use. She'd be a little more mobile around the house. And
in theory, it should help because we got my mom an iPad for Christmas too. Yeah. But I told you, you got to watch it. I installed Uber Eats, and they delivered it to the next-door neighbors. You got to teach her how to use it. But I think the biggest advantage, EB, is text messaging. They can look at a text messaging on an iPad, and it's much bigger than using their phone.
It's easier probably to text, just you know, typing on that thing, even though I find it awkward. But she recently transferred over to an iPhone within the last 6 months. So then we thought, well, this will really be seamless, right? It's basically the same thing as an iPhone. Mm. So, you know, same operating system. So she should be able to master that.
You hate Apple products, EB. You're filling
it's
the coffers.
It's not for me.
Yeah, but you're spending cash
on it. You bought it for someone in your family.
Oh, I hate and resent Apple. That has not changed. But I figured
money in their pockets.
If I got my mom a Kindle Fire, which would have been cheaper, it would have just been another operating system for her to learn. Like, what's the point of that? But we gave – Dina found two Lysol cans, like, mm-hmm. I don't know where, and gave them to her. And you would have thought my mom had the big O when she saw those.
Oh. For disinfectant?
She was so thrilled. She damn near started crying.
She liked that better than the iPad.
Yes. And she liked the iPad. I thought we were going to have to leave. She was so excited about that, the two Lysol cans. Now, here's a little backstory. My mom's is very OCD. She's kind of like that woman in, what was it, the Greek?
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Where she just sprays everything with Lysol. She's worried about germs.
That was the dad, by the way, in the movie.
By the way, the dad. It's very pre-corona, too. This is like my entire life.
Yeah, you weren't allowed to like touch trash cans when you were growing up.
We weren't allowed to touch the mail. My mom, before she opens the mail, she gives it a whack with the Lysol.
Really? This is pre-anthrax, too. Pretty crazy.
Oh, no. This is my entire life. And so when the whole world finally joined her with OCD and disinfecting, finally, you know, Corona hit. They finally caught up to my mom. They took away all her – she couldn't get her Lysol anymore because everyone else suddenly was buying it. So when Dee found two Lysol cans, I mean, Jason, Lysol you would have thought she had the big O right there.
That's
she
so was, gross to think about.
I would have loved
she
to
was
seen
so
that reaction.
Excited. So excited. So, yeah, we had
Eric. Oh, Eric.
Is that how you envision it, Jason?
Wouldn't it be Carl?
Man, this is weird. This is a weird.
Carl didn't give her the Lysol cans, dummy.
No, weird role going down. It was D. If she was going to be screaming anybody's name, it would be Dina's. But yeah, it was a nice get together, and it was a spectacular day. I hope everybody.
Maybe he did. By the way, Jason.
Thank you.
You have the Coke can. Carl had the Lysol can.
Oh, he would have been if Carl had that, he would have been sized because he got she got the extra large can.
The big boy.
She got the big boy. Oh yeah, Valdez wouldn't stop staring at it.
All right, so you exchanged gifts. And you did you have dinner outside? It was a beautiful day yesterday.
It was. We, you know what? Most of the people kind of ate before, and they left by like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. So
perfect. You didn't have to feed them. Well, they came in the tweener time.
Dee made some food, and I never really served it. We were just, you know, the kids were running around. It was just kind of chaotic. But it was a spectacular day. I looked at the forecast over the next 7 or 8 days. Unless I'm wrong, mm-hmm. I don't see any – rain in the forecast.
No, it's not supposed to. And the weather, the temps are supposed to be next week, mid to upper 60s.
I wonder where Valdez is going to be all next
colder,
week.
Though. I think today significantly colder, right? I think something like, I thought I saw a high of 47 today.
Yeah, but you'll take that.
If it's sunny, it's going to be chasing whitey all over the place.
If it's 47 and sunny, it'll feel like 55.
Yeah. When you're out in the sun at like 2 p.m., if it's 40, it feels silly. Now, if you're in the shade at 2 p.m.
Yeah, nippy.
It's nippy. Yeah. It's a big difference. It's a very big difference. At some point, I want to tell you, I had my meeting. I want to give you an update. I had my meeting with our preseason meeting with the coach and with my fellow broadcaster,
Connor
Giblin. Dude,
Connor.
He's a pro. He's a pro's pro. He's going to be good.
Yep.
I want to give you an update on that because
He's Al Michaels compared to you.
Oh yeah. Shit. I mean, he's good. He's really good. I could just tell just from the conference call. Yeah.
We'll find out Monday.
When we come back. Also, remember 8:20. We got Chris Nocke giving an update on where the Terps stand before the NCAA tournament. We are in March. They lose to Northwestern last night, but hopefully they're still in good shape. We'll talk to Chris Nocke at 8:20 and Alan May on the Caps at 9:00. All right here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.